Hi, I'm Dr. Heather Moore, owner of Total Performance Physical Therapy. Today we're going to talk about what you do when you sprain your ankle. So this is obviously something many of us have done in our lifetimes, and it can be anything from a little bit of pain to not able to put any weight on it. So it can feel almost like a break, and I always say, you know, if you sprain your ankle bad enough, you actually will probably wish that you broke it. It can be so painful. So what do you do right away after you sprain your ankle? So you obviously want to put a little bit of ice on it, but what you don't want to do is not use it. So a lot of times what happens is, especially because it puts it's very painful to put weight on it, people will hobble around, they'll do some self-made crutches, they'll sit on the couch, and while ice will help with that inflammation, you want to put that on there for about 15 minutes. You can do that a couple times a day, but you also want to actually be moving it, and that will be very counterintuitive, especially the worse you sprain it and the more it hurts, the worse it's going to feel and the less you're going to want to move it and the less you're going to want to put weight on it. But you want to start with gentle movement. So, and this is immediately following it. So if you've stepped off the curb, you sprained your ankle, hobbling around, you get home, you put a little ice on it, put it on there for about 15 minutes. Then you're going to start with some gentle ankle exercises. So your first things you're going to do is just going to go up and down. Okay, nice and easy. Now this is, I have not sprained my ankle, so I'm moving my ankle pretty freely. So you can start, I mean, a lot of times it's just a little movement like this, and this can be painful, but if this is all you can move it, this is where you want to start. Nice and easy. And then you want to go side to side. Now, if you sprain your ankle, most commonly you're going to sprain it on the outside. So this is going to be very, very painful. And what you want to do is, again, I can move my ankle pretty freely, so I'll show you kind of the full range of motion. But you just want to start by going just side to side, nice and easy. Even if this is all you can do. And because these are gentle exercises, you want to do them quite often. So you don't just want to do 10 quick reps and then be done with it. You want to start to move just gently, because what's going to happen is there's going to be a lot of swelling that grows or that goes into your ankle after you sprain it. You want to push some of that swelling out. This movement is going to help you do that. So you want to go nice and easy, just, you know, side to side. Okay, and then you're gonna start to make circles. So you wanna go circle clockwise, circle counterclockwise. Again, this is just being shown on a healthy ankle, but if you're doing it and it's sprained, you may just be doing a little bit of this, okay? Nice and easy. But again, this is throughout the day. Keep your ankle moving. You wanna get blood to the area. Eventually, you're gonna be able to move it and move it all around again. Final thing you want to do is actually want to do weight shifting exercises. So all you want to do is stand up nice and straight on the ground, and you're just going to shift your weight to that ankle, and that's it. Okay, you may need to hold on to an actual surface because you can't put all the weight on the bottom of your foot, but you want to put your foot flat. After you sprain your ankle, it's going to be much more pleasant to be on your toes. Okay, but when you're on the ground and you're trying to weight shift back and forth, you want to make sure that your foot is flat on the ground. Okay, that may be enough. You may not be able to put any weight on it, but just putting it flat on the ground may be difficult enough. Shift a little bit, even if you're holding onto a table, and then shift off. Kind of rock back and forth, nice and easy. Now, you want to make sure that you didn't break your ankle, okay? So, obviously, you want to make sure that you go and get that x-rayed and make sure it's not a break. But if it is just a sprain, those are simple exercises that you can do and that you should do. The longer you wait to move it, the longer it's going to take to heal. So, I understand the pain can be very intense and it can be not anything you want to do. You just want to rest it. You want to put some ice on it. You don't want anybody to touch it and you just want to put it up. But the more you move it and the quicker you move it in terms of soon after the injury, the better results you're going to have and the quicker you're actually going to recover. You or some of you know is suffering from an ankle sprain and wants a free consultation with a doctor of physical therapy. All you have to do is call our office at 215-997-9898 and we'd be happy to get you in. Thanks and have a good day.